Mix 101.7 KAYL, Saturday morning huddle. Ryan Thompson here as we transition to Class 2A and East Sac County as the Raiders get in the win column for the first time this year. And 22-0 winners were the Raiders in Wall Lake over Clarinda last night. And coach got to feel good redemption from last year's loss at Clarinda. And hopefully the guys soak this one in through the weekend at least before it's time to get back down to business. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ryan. And, you know, that's one thing we talked about at the end of the game is how we come out right away in the first half and just came out and played physical. I mean, right away, we didn't wait to the third quarter. And I can't say enough about the boys, how the season's gone, being 0-3 and losing two games by one. Mm-hmm. For them to come out last night and just play as physical as they did on defense and take control of the game right away.
Well, let's give a shout-out first of all to Nick Snyder, scoring all three of your touchdowns all in the first half. 18 carries, 132 yards on the ground, back on offense after sitting out that side of the ball last week. And I guess that night off a week ago offensively did him a lot of good.
It did. And the guys up front, they just did an amazing job, and Nick was able to make some reads. We made some adjustments and changed some formations and stuff to try and give our offensive line just a little bit more of an advantage, and it worked. I mean, it took Clarinda a while to adjust to it, and the guys up front just did an amazing job.
Well, Clarinda, I'm sure a little of the wind was knocked out of their sails after a 15-play, 71-yard drive to start off the game, which ended in disaster for them as you guys recovered a fumble. So you score the three first-half touchdowns and were up then 22-0 at halftime. And fumbling you guys did after the kickoff went to you to start the second half, but getting a big red zone stand had to be a big pick-me-up.
It was. You know, it was just one of those things that you go in after the season's gone at halftime and you're up 22-0 on a team that's still pretty physical and pretty good, and you're not quite sure what, you know, the kids just aren't used to it. And we come out after halftime, we just had a little miscommunication, lost the ball. They had great field position. You just kind of wonder what's going to happen, but the kids just fought back. I mean, they just stepped up, did their defensive reads, and was able to kind of keep them out of the end zone, and then gives our offense a chance to get field position back.
Anyone especially you'd like to point out on the defensive side of the ball or on any side of the ball for that matter? You mentioned the offensive line and paving the way for Nick Snyder, but anyone else that we should give mention to?
You know, I think all the way around, the boys just played really hard. Nick Snyder had a great defensive game also. Chris Conorino, Taylor Duncan, Quentin Ackerman, Dylan Baumover has to come in and play free safety for us. Has done an amazing job. Austin Brown stepped up on the offensive side with his blocking, and then he was the one that fumble. It wasn't really like a fumble on the ground. He just stripped it out of the guy's arms on a catch. So that was just a big, big game. And Max Bloom had a big receiving reception just to kind of set us up in that last score, and did an incredible job on defense also. You know, all the seniors all the way through have just really started to come around and just play great up front.
Max had two catches for 67 yards as the Raiders win it over Clarinda 22-0 and stepping out of the district next week, going to face Pocahontas area over at their place, so that should be a good matchup. East Sac County and Eric McCullough in the Saturday morning huddle. Thanks, Coach. Congrats again, and we'll chat again shortly.
Thanks, Ryan.